Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jason Munns is, of course, the Tiger basketball beat writer for the Commercial Appeal. Joins us each and every Monday on the program. He's on Twitter, at Munsley. Munns, what are we listening to?
Jeffrey, we're listening to Carry the Zero off of Built to Spill's masterpiece, Keep It Like a Secret.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
So it sounds...
sounded all right.
This sounds like this sounds like college.
Yeah, brilliant stuff.
Okay, biggest question. Did you go to Disney World other than the Wide World of Sports Complex or whatever it's called where the games were played? Did you go to the Magic Kingdom?
No. I avoided the happiest place on earth as much as I could.
By the way, y'all owe me an apology. I knew 100% that was the HP Pavilion or whatever the art. I don't know, what is it called now? Is it still the HP Pavilion?
State Farm Field House.
There you go. But I knew it was the... I guarantee you there's still some HP signage somewhere in that room.
Well, they still had the banner. Didn't they have the banner up of Memphis's Old Spice Classic win from back in the day?
Yeah, they had it. Well, they had everybody's banner up, but yeah. They had like a whole row of all the winners still hanging up in there, yeah.
I found myself, as I watched way too much of that tournament, just did not feel like there was big game energy. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying the teams didn't play hard, but it's just like, I don't know.
I heard Memphis had the best contingent of fans.
Felt very stale.
I don't know, man. Like that. I mean, that Seton Hall Memphis atmosphere was pretty good. It wasn't just another November MTE neutral site game. I didn't feel like it felt like a. I mean, I don't know if it rose to the level of like Memphis Houston.
Come on,
you know,
put that in the same breath as that game. Come on,
yeah. If you're gonna say that, it has to be Memphis Houston like COVID year.
Well, Memphis. I'm trying to think of a good one. It felt like a Memphis Wichita State home game. Don't put the Houston game in the same breath.
Yeah. No. It was a better atmosphere than any other Memphis versus any other AAC opponent that I've covered. I mean, like it was good. It was intense. It was Thanksgiving night, and Seton Hall traveled, and like they came out of the gate swinging, and Memphis swung back, and it was like I'll tell you this: two Memphis staffers that I talked to on Friday compared it to an NCAA tournament game, like atmosphere.
Okay. Well, tell me, what did you make of, you know, Memphis loses that game in heartbreaking fashion, kind of gave it away. Also, you know, pretty lucky shot that was hit at the buzzer.
I said it on Twitter. Can y'all ever remember somebody banking in a three, but the ball going off above the square of the backboard? I don't think I've ever seen anybody bank it like that. Like, it was almost like a bank from the top of the backboard.
Yeah, it was just an improbable. If he takes that shot 99 other times, he's going to miss it every time.
And that was, by the way, another guy, Tyrese Samuel, covered him in high school. Somehow he's one of the guys somehow still in college. I covered him 6 years ago as a senior in high school.
Still younger than DeAndre.
COVID era.
Yeah, still younger. Yeah, the COVID era. Just one of those guys who's just whatever. But the way they responded, getting two wins over Nebraska and Stanford, neither appear to be world beaters this year. Nebraska in particular, I think they were picked last in the Big Ten this year. But Stanford...
By the way, how has Hoiberg kept his job? Like, they haven't even, like, won double-digit games.
I here's what I'll tell you, based on some conversations that I had while I was down there. I think he kept his job for this season by getting rid of most of his staff, or some of his staff. And if it, you know, like, barring a miracle...
I think the simplest answer is...
So he fired the coordinators, and now he's
I think the simplest answer is they needed all the money to buy out Scott Frost.
Yeah.
So they weren't going to waste any money buying him out.
Well, we'll see. I don't think things are going to go very well for them this year, so this could be his swan song.
But Stanford was picked fifth in the Pac-12 this year. Again...
I would like to short that.
We
love our guy.
We love our guy, Rob. We love our boy. But what did you make of the way they responded to a pretty heartbreaking loss, Jason? What did you make of the overall performance of Memphis in this tournament?
Well, we've talked a lot, honestly, this season so far, this young season, about just how, and not just, it's not just us. Penny's talked about it. Other people have talked about it. Just how more mature this team is, and how, you know, there's not, I believe DeAndre Williams was the one who called it chaos on the bench during games when things aren't going well. And, you know, negativity, I think, is the word that Penny used over the weekend, either on radio. I think it may have been on during an interview on the radio. And you know, I think that this is yet another example of how things have changed, how, you know, sort of the culture has changed with this program. Because, I mean, you cannot convince me that had that very same scenario played out against Seton Hall last year, the year before last, the year before that, you cannot convince me that this team rebounds to win 2 out of 3. I don't care who they're playing. I don't care how much more talented they would have been against Nebraska even last year. I do not believe that they would have rebounded to win. I think this team is a much more they can take a punch.
The word that always came to mind watching last year's team is fragile. Like, just
as, especially early.
Yeah, like, it's just fragile. But, like, this team's clearly tougher. I guess the one concern's probably too much. Like, I do wonder, having watched a lot of Feast Week, man, I'm not sure if anyone was good down in that tournament other than maybe Memphis. And Memphis doesn't. I mean, I guess Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
But, I mean, I got to tell you.
Who won it?
Oklahoma beat Ole Miss in a 55-51 barn burner. Like, it was, and it was, like, both teams with, like, 5-minute stretches without scoring. Mm-hmm. So,
and then Siena went out and beat Seton Hall.
Yeah, and so, but it's also a 3-day tournament, whatever, a 4-day tournament. It was, you know, 3 games in four days or whatever. The thing, though, that I keep wondering about this team, though. I think they're tough. I think they play good defense, but, like, I do wonder, like, they've now basically had two close games, and they lost both. Like, I do find myself wondering.
In the Stanford game, it got down to 4 three different times in the last 8 minutes,
and
they ended up pulling. You know, and I didn't. There was never a moment where you went, "Oh no, they're going to lose the game." But at the same time, they had to make some plays in crunch time in the Stanford game. But I think you're right that, you know, like, ultimately, December is going to give us the gauge of what this team is.
And really, like, the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. I mean, they've got North Alabama Wednesday. Obviously, that'll be easy. The Ole Miss game at FedEx Forum will be on Saturday night, will be interesting because Ole Miss looks feisty this year. Right? Isn't that the best way to describe them?
It is a Kermit Davis, like, they play hard team.
And then you've got Little Rock a week from Tuesday, and then the 3-game stretch that I think is going to, you know, it'll define how you view the non-conference schedule is Auburn in Atlanta on Saturday, December 10th, followed by at Alabama on December 13th, and then Texas A&M at home December 17th. I said this to Jason on the phone yesterday when we were talking. I think you want, in those four SEC games, Ole Miss, Auburn, Alabama, Texas A&M, trying to go 2-2 or better. Seem like 2-2 would be acceptable. 3-1 would be great. 4-0 would be exceptional.
A&M game is
home
here.
Ole Miss and A&M are at home.
I think you'll be favored in those two. So 2-2 is probably acceptable.
Yes. So, but, you know, I don't know.
Do
you,
I think 3-1 would be, 2-2 is acceptable. 3-1 is okay. That's
great.
You stole a game.
Yes. That means you beat either Auburn in Atlanta or Alabama on the road.
Yeah.
Which would be upsets.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I think 3-1 is a win. And like you said, 4-0 would be exceptional. But no, I
mean, 4-1 is now top half.
I mean,
of
3-1. 3-1.
No, I'm sorry. If he went 4-0.
4-0, yes.
You're now talking about top half of the bracket type team.
Yeah.
With those wins.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
Mike.
And
go ahead, Jason.
I mean, I was just going to say, I mean, like, you know, you give this kind of going back to the MTE. It was three games in less than 72 hours. You had the heartbreaker on a holiday. You turn right around the very next day, and you know, play again, and then you get the off day, and like, and then you play an early morning game on Sunday, and you know, half the team is out there gimpy. It feels like, and so now they get a few days off. They get a couple of, you know, what should be gimmies, although it seems like North Alabama can score the ball pretty well. They're like averaging 80 points a game or something like that. So, and I know they're playing not great competition, but they can score. But you know, and we haven't even talked about the possibility that they'll get DeMarre Franklin. Mm-hmm. At some point, the expectation is they'll hear a decision this week, you know, one way or the other. And so, but yeah, like, how does that change things? You know, I mean, it's going to be. Is it going too far to say it's going to be like the defining stretch of the season? I mean, like, if they go 1-3, if they go 0-4.
Well, it eliminates margin for error.
I don't know if
will.
It's the defining stretch, but it is the stretch that will tell you if you're playing for anything more than like the 7-10 seed.
Right.
Even that, if you don't get, I mean, if you don't get, you need like a win, if you will, on your resume. And I don't know if they have that win yet, you know, in non-conference play.
We still
like,
have a lot
of decent wins.
We still, despite the Americans' falling status, we've yet to see a situation where the second team didn't at least get into Dayton.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Well, I'm curious, Jason, because I do think that this is becoming quickly like an eye of the beholder team. You know, like, you can either choose to see their flaws or you can choose to see their strengths, because I think there's some serious strengths and I think there's some serious flaws too to this team.
Yep.
I like watching this team play basketball. I know they're flawed offensively, and frankly, they are, you know, one serious tweak to Kendrick Davis's ankle from being a non-factor this season, like, very clearly. Frankly, if DeAndre Williams tweaks his back, I think, like, they can't lose anyone out of those top two, especially those two. Like, if either one of those guys get hurt, this team's not going to – there's not enough in the cupboard.
And, like, I don't even know which one would be worse.
Like, but I just think either one
– you're toast. Yes.
You're not going to – you're going to be a non-factor this year. So there's that part. But I just like that they seem to know who they are already. Like, everyone plays the role that they're supposed to play. You know, there's a pecking order that's already been established. They play really hard. I know some people criticize their offense, like past Memphis teams. I don't think their offense is bad. I think they just don't have shooters. You know what I mean?
Well,
like, I don't think they're running bad offense.
I actually think you can make the argument, like
if you go by KenPom right now, Memphis has a top 50 offensive efficiency team.
This is where eye test matters. I think they get good shots.
Yeah.
I don't think they can hit them.
They do.
They have a top 50 adjusted efficiency in offense, despite being number 227 in three-point percentage.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think about, like, I think Davis sees the floor very well. We know DeAndre's a good passer. Like, most of the time, very rarely do you sit there and go, like, what was that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't really have those kind of possessions. I just think they can't shoot.
Well, don't say that to the Alex Lomax detractors. Don't say that there's never a what was that moment to anybody.
I think it's getting ridiculous how much he gets criticized. Like, I was glad that he
had. I think it's the same thing it's always been. People don't want to criticize Penny. Therefore, Alex takes the brunt of it.
I don't think Penny is misplaying him this year.
I tend to agree. I tend to agree with you on that. But my deal is any Alex Lomax criticism is usually misdirected, if you will.
Yeah.
It's they don't want to criticize Penny, so therefore Alex has to sit there and be the shield.
I was really glad he played those last games. Go ahead, Jason.
No, yeah, I mean, like, Jeffrey's point is that people are upset that he's being used 35 minutes a game. And to your point, Mark, well, they have to. He has to.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.